Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, I love that music. I love it so much. There was a rumor that they were thinking about getting rid of it or redoing it. I hope to God that's not it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the radio.com app. College football fully underway for some, but not all. We'll try to decipher the have and have not right now with Ross Dellinger, who joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As he joins us on this college football Saturday, what's happening, pal?
Exciting time to wake up on a Saturday morning, have game day on, and watch, you know, games. Not as many games as normal, which is nice, actually. You don't have 15, 20 games in a time window. Instead, you have, you know, 3 to 5 games today in a time window, and you can keep up with all of them. It's actually great.
So one of your latest tweets has to deal with the school in our state, Georgia Southern, without 33 of its players today, combination of suspensions, injuries, contract tracing, and positive tests, according to a source who spoke to you recently. Is this just something we have to deal with and live with, or is this a symptom of a larger problem?
Well, maybe a little of both. And kudos to Georgia Southern for putting out about an hour ago, they released every name of basically players that are inactive, and that's nice to see. We don't have enough, obviously, transparency right now in college football, especially on the upper levels of it. And it's just nice to have some transparency there. But this is something we're going to have to deal with all year, and I think everybody knew it was coming, is that not only this year do you have injuries to deal with, not only do you have suspensions to deal with, but you're going to have COVID issues like contact tracing that leads to players going into quarantine for a mandatory 14 days and positive tests that lead to players going into isolation for at least 10 days. So we're going to have to deal with it. It's going to be a long-term problem that's going to stretch through the season. And I wrote about it back in July, but it's going to be one of the biggest hurdles of the college football season is that mandatory 14-day quarantine for the contact tracing. Even though a player might not have it, you've got a situation where you've got to quarantine him for 14 days. I will say 33 players is a lot. And when you get, I don't know what the threshold is. You know, the Big 12 has set a threshold, I think, of you have to have 53 available players. The SEC is going to fall in line around somewhere like that. I would guess news on that is going to come out over the next week. We wrote a little bit about it last week. So I think the threshold is somewhere going to be around that 55 mark. But you really put the stress on your backups, you know, and young players a lot of times. And it'll be interesting to see how Georgia Southern handles this today.
Talking with Ross Dellinger, Sports Illustrated college football writer, and, you know, we saw it even at the Power 5 level, with Virginia Tech having to postpone its Commonwealth Cup game against Virginia because of COVID-19 issues. They're going to pause their practice for 4 days. I think I know another writer basically likened this to a game of Jenga. You just kind of have to put the pieces wherever they fit right now in terms of the college football season. How confident are you that there's enough flexibility to get this all done in a way that resembles any kind of consistency or normalcy?
It's going to be tough. I've been thinking for the last month that we would start the season. That's not the biggest obstacle. The biggest obstacle is finishing and completing a season with all the teams that started the season. That's going to be the real obstacle here, because you're going to have teams that have mass outbreaks that potentially not just miss a game or two, but might end up just shutting it down. You know, if you have enough, so we could see that happening. It's going to be a tough. It's going to be a tough year, and as Bob Bolden has said, I think, multiple times, and some other ADs and administrators, this is a year where you're just trying to get through the season. I mean, you want to win and all that, but you're just trying to get through the season and make it through the season.
Of course, a lot of people will ask about the two conferences that aren't playing right now. I know there's been some rumblings, Ross, about what's going on with the Big Ten and Ohio State trying to lead the charge. Where do we sit right now in terms of their start time and possibility of it happening sooner than the winter and the late fall?
Well, I'll be honest. I'm just about tired of this storyline, right? The Big Ten is it's soap opera. It's everyday drama. It kind of overshadows all of the things going on, including actual games. It's big news, obviously. I mean, it's significant news. And right now it sounds like, from ESPN's reporting, from Pat Forty, from SI, from his reporting, my coworker and some others, that the Big Ten medical community has given a presentation today to a subcommittee of presidents, basically two-thirds, it sounds like, of the presidents. And then they're going to either approve that new medical plan or medical information, or they're going to turn it down. If they approve it, then a bigger committee of presidents will meet, and then they'll make the determination of when to start. And it seems like a start date is anywhere from late October through January. If you don't start by probably late October, then you're probably not going to be in the college football playoffs. So I'm sure that's driving a lot of this, and it'll be interesting to follow over the next few days.
I tried to give Kevin Warren benefit of the doubt, because I know what his job is. He's a mouthpiece for the presidents, and that's kind of what you have to keep in mind when you hear anything out of his mouth. How much of this goes on him, or does this fall more on the chancellors and presidents of the Big Ten schools who don't want to play?
Yeah, there's some, I think, probably misinformation when it comes to conferences and how decisions are made. I think that the commissioner oversees this is for every conference. The commissioner oversees a group of presidents and chancellors, and he doesn't make, when it comes to big votes like that, he doesn't make those decisions. The presidents and chancellors vote. Now, does he have some sway? Of course. And I've always heard, like in the SEC, for instance, Greg Sankey has a huge sway on his presidents and chancellors.
Very much.
He can't make one specific decision. So it's all on those presidents and chancellors.
How do you think, just switching to on-field stuff with Ross Dellinger, Sports Illustrated college football writer, Georgia gets underway in a couple of weeks against Arkansas. Who the quarterback will be still remains to be seen. We thought Jamie Newman had the inside track, but he opts out. And now you're looking at either JT Daniels, DeJuan Mathis, or other, basically when it comes to the college football start of that season. How does that affect Georgia's ability to win the SEC East?
Well, I think, you know, there was a lot of Georgia. A good thing is Georgia didn't put all of its eggs in the Jamie Newman basket, and they had a backup there, as you mentioned. And I think a lot of the predictions and projections for Georgia were made based on Jamie Newman being the quarterback, being the starting quarterback. I know there's seemed like there's also a lot of misleading information on that situation too. I know a lot of people are thinking that Jamie Newman was maybe not going to win the job, and that's why he bowed out. I mean, that's not what I've heard. And so I think that Jamie Newman's departure is a significant blow. And we released our crystal ball stuff this past week, and you know, I had Georgia in the college football playoff, and it showed in my colleague Pat Forty, and part of that was Jamie Newman. You know, assuming Jamie Newman was going to be a quarterback, so a huge blow. But hey, there's one thing Georgia still has, and that's a lot of talent around him, especially on defense. I remember compiling some numbers, recruiting numbers on Georgia last summer, and they have more 5-stars than anybody, even Alabama and the SEC. So something to keep in mind as well.
The ACC didn't give Georgia Tech any favors. A trip to Tallahassee to open up the season is not something that is an enviable thing for a coach going into his second year. But many people have talked about the changing of the culture with Jeff Collins and what has taken place at Georgia Tech. What resembles a step forward in success for them in your mind?
Yeah, it's really not an easy schedule. I'm trying to remember how much. Did they win 2 games last year? Maybe 3 at the most?
3-9 they were last year. 3-9.
3-9. If you, I mean, in a COVID year and having just a minimum amount of games, and who knows, some of these teams might end up playing just 8 or 9 games because of cancellations, postponement. We already seen the Virginia Tech stuff. It's hard to say that it's for wins, hard to put a win total on. I think it's more so how you look this year and are you seeing steps in the right direction?
Certainly so. Ross Dellinger, Sports Illustrated, appreciate the time. Tell Liz I said hi. You two can go to brunch now.
All right. Thanks, Will.
It's Ross Dellinger joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game by the WadeFord.com hotline. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say that they win today against Florida State. I think 12.5 is a disrespectful line to put on that game. I don't care how talented Florida State is. That team's a mess, and they looked like a mess last year. Now, does the changing of one head coach totally turn that team into a competent squad? I don't know. I'm also not necessarily the biggest James Blackman fan in the world when it comes to Florida State. I'm curious to see what Georgia Tech does at the quarterback position, but I think they can finish within 2 touchdowns of Florida State and maybe even win the game outright, especially when you think about the fact that Doak Campbell is going to be at 25% or read basically the way that their capacity was in that game against Clemson when it was played last year. Man, that was – or 2 years ago. That was. I remember watching that game and seeing the guy who was reading the book in the stands. That's still one of the greatest college football memes of all time. Willie P in the building, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the radio.com app. The most flexible man in the world, Jason Longshore, Atlanta United soccer analyst, joins us next to break down 5 Stripes taking on Nashville this weekend. Coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and radio.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.